This is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
Traditional human pride suffers a sellout on hood blocks. So we have come from slave blocks to hood blocks. Isn't that something? Slave blocks to hood blocks. Christ's battlefield is eroding our big cities' infrastructure. It has little to do with race anymore. It's the problem of society more than it is the problem of race. Society has lost big. The popular society, they have lost their connection with their human essence, and they have lost their human values. Only a few have survived. But isn't that what Scripture tells us? That in the end, the many will be lost, and only the few will survive. That's what it tells us. Both Scriptures, I don't have to name the Scriptures because both books, when I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking with the knowledge of what both books say on the issue. Both books say that the many will be lost and only a few will be saved. The books I'm referring to, of course, is the Bible and the Quran. The Bible and the Quran. The Bible of the Christians and the Quran of the Muslims. Some people, they give in to sensationalism. They follow the big crowds. So you have excellent help in speakers, but they are not speakers that are sensational or who want sensationalism for themselves. So you don't gather with them, you don't gather behind them, you don't seek them, you don't gather behind them. They have a few, but that's according to Scripture. And I'm telling you, if I came here and there was only 9 persons in here, I would be just as happy as I am now. The crowd doesn't move me. The sincerity in the people moves me. I'm not a show businessman. Never was and never will be. I used to be a loudmouth young minister, but I wasn't showing off. I was just angry. I was angry. Angry with the wickedness and stupidity of people. Yes. Traditional human pride suffers a sellout on hood blocks. Yes? Not slave blocks anymore, but they are slave blocks. Hood blocks. Anything that takes your human values out of you and takes your human spirit away from you, that thing enslaves you. So we are slaves. Those who suffer sensationalism, a need to follow sensationalism, and a need to consume beyond their needs, a need to be held by consumerism, they're slaves. So if you want to be free economically or financially, you have to first break from that spirit of sensationalism and consumerism. You have to break with that spirit and get back where we were when we protested against our enslavement on the plantation. We were not in any sensationalism. We were not in any consumerism. We were in our pride as human beings. And that pride made us very uncomfortable. We would not tolerate being slaves. And we worked against it until we influenced many other people who had a sense of human value and prided themselves in being human beings. They supported our effort, Quakers and others, Jews and Gentiles or Europeans. They all were touched by our struggle and our determination to stay human and not give in to the dehumanizing influences of the plantation. And we succeeded. All we have to do is rehearse, go back, retrace our existence from where it began to where it is now. It began on the plantation. We were children separated from our parents. We had no way of connecting with Africa religions, or with the spirit of the African people. No way. We were separated so thoroughly, so completely, there was no way to connect again with that. The only reality we had was the plantation life. Now understand that. Children taken away from their parents and raised with no knowledge of their parents' way of life knew nothing but plantation life. Animals will stay right where you put them, and they will find a way to be happy where you put them. But a human being, if you degrade their worth as humans and put them in circumstances or situations that prevent them from feeling or having a sense of human, being human, and a sense of well-being, it will trouble them inside. It will trouble them inside. And it will make them rebel against the situation you put them in. They won't accept it. Human beings are very special in creation. We are the most special of all creation. Human beings. When you believe that, oh, it puts you much above the regular one, much above the general crowd. Yes, when you believe that, it lifts your mind up. It lifts your mind up above the general herd that just go with the impulses and not think. No, when you have a sense of your human value, it works up here and down here in the heart. It works in both places. The heart works to help the mind focus. And once the mind focus, the mind takes over and leads the way. But we need the heart to help us focus. The heart feeling for one another, caring about one another, not wanting to see other life suffer so much. That's the heart waking up. That's the heart. The heart awakens. And when the heart awakens, the mind immediately steps beside his wife. And the mind says, I'll go out, trot away for us. I will go out, darling, and I will trot away for us. That's how God made us. That's how our Creator constituted us. Our infrastructure is now needing serious repairs, and Where's the money? More taxes? The poor are already taxed too much. But something has to be done, so everybody will say, or practically everybody will say, the rich has to be taxed, and the poor has to be taxed less. Now, I agree with that. Yes, I agree with that. Now, when we see what's going on today, we see some new things happening, positive things too, very positive. When two rich fellows share the same concern, I mean very rich fellows, share the same concern, and they get together and publish a book. And this book they publish is given as encouragement and instruction to the average person, medium income, poor in poverty level income, or simply poor. They're giving it to anyone, this information to anyone who will appreciate it and use it. Their book is to teach us poor, medium income, all of us, how we can become rich. One is an Asian, the other is a European American. Now, this is new. This is something new that has happened. Where rich people want poor people to become rich. Why? Because they are good-hearted humans. Because they are people who value human life. And they feel bad with so much money being in the control of a very few persons. And they want to change that. They know if they can encourage and be successful at bringing poor people, middle-income and poor people, into the road to riches, they know that society will be relieved of much of its burden, much of its burden. Rich who have come into wealth, most of them because they were favored by circumstances. They're tied up with their business interests. Their business interests takes up all their time. But they know that if regular people become wealthy, very, very wealthy, these wealthy people will not tie up all their time in industry and technology and things like that, but they will share their good fortune with their communities, and they will invest heavily in their communities. And their communities will grow financially, and misery will be relieved for both the rich and the poor. Because when we suffer, it eventually becomes an issue, a political issue, and eventually the government makes it an issue for everybody. And the rich are taxed, and the poor are somewhat relieved. But if we could be ourselves the factor for changing our circumstances, nobody would be overly taxed. Everybody would be relieved. And this is what's going to happen. Oh, yes. Life's battlefield is disrupting home life. You see, I started on the inside, human essence. Then I went to the outside, what's happening in the world. And now I've come back inside, home life. And that's just how we've been torn down. That's just how our spirit has been broken. That's just how we've lost our life. We lost first inside ourselves. We lost the sense of human worth and followed the world. Then the world did us in. And misery will drive us back home. Oh, yeah. So we're back home now, and we're seeing life's battlefield, and we're seeing how life's battlefield has also enveloped home life. Yes, it has taken over home life, disrupting home life. We let our life go to the streets. Well, I tried to keep my children home. You tried. But your children went to the streets. And we all didn't get together and address the issue as a major issue. Did the neighborhood blocks get together and address this issue as a major issue? So in Islam, if the community fails, the whole community, everyone in the community is to blame. And we have to admit that our community failed. We didn't rise up against these things as a community and say, this cannot happen. We cannot tolerate this. No, we did not. So we all are to blame. But Allah says, your life and resurrection is as that of one living soul. What is Allah telling us? Before you can lose the good life that Allah wants you in, or that God wants us in, you have to lose it here, right here in your heart and soul. You have to lose it there first. That's where it starts first, in the individual. In the individual. And if it's to come, return, the good life is to return, or if we are to have a resurrection of our spirit, it has to happen there, in one person. Well, Allah has given us great help. Great help. A new day is here. A bright day is here. Relief has come in one soul. Barack Obama. This ain't politicking. I keep this separate from politics. I want this to be separate from his campaigning. But I have to connect it with him because Allah, God, has blessed him to aspire for the presidency of these United States. And the same Allah, God, has blessed him with strong support from strong and rich white Americans, European Americans. And whether he gets there or not, the victory is already real. The spirit and soul of black folks will never be the same again. Allah has permitted that one person that we identify as a black man, or as a Negro, a so-called Negro, or as an African American, going whoa, with green lights in the road, no red lights, green lights in the road to the White House, green light. He tried to divide us along color lines, white and blacks. Oh, he'll win this state because he got a lot of blacks there. He has proven them to be wrong. He won't win this state because Hispanics are going to Hillary Clinton. He's proving them to be wrong. Huh? This is the day of awakening, for sure. We have been warned, but our leaders, most of them in religion, I didn't say in Christianity, I didn't say in Islam, I said in religion. Our leader, most of them in religion, have not stayed with their human values. Most of them have separated from their human values. They value showbiz. They value sensationalism. They value money. They value fancy cars. They value rich houses to live in. Lost human values. So how can the people be saved when their leaders are blind, deaf, and dumb? So we have to get our home life back. And the only way to get our home life back is to awaken again to our human essence. Essence means the most important part. Essence means what represents the value of whatever you're talking about. You know, you get an orange, and right away, you want to get the juice out of it, don't you? Or you want to eat the inside, don't you? I never seen anybody get an orange and chew from the outside. You want to go into it. You want to get to its essence. Ah. So, to get the home life back, we have to stand upon our human values again. We stood up to the white man who is enslaving us. We stood up to plantation rule, the plantation rule over our life. We stood up to it. What were we standing upon? A sense of our human value. If we return to that now in these homes, we can inspire our children. Husband and wife can be loyal to one another. You can't be loyal to one another if it's only about sex like an animal. You have to have something stronger than that because you're much above animal life. Allah sent you seven stratospheres up above animal life. So you just can't have sex and plenty to eat and dress fancy. Look how fancy the peacock dress. And no matter how much you women try to look pretty, you can't outdo that peacock. So that's not where it is for human beings. human beings don't have to look pretty. You have to feel pretty. That's the difference. You know what I said?
Yeah.
Human beings don't have to look pretty. Human beings have to feel pretty. Human excellence is all about essence. Outward is beautified by what is established inwardly. If you got the right thinking in your heart, the Bible say, a man is as he thinketh in his heart. If you disconnect your thinking from heart, you're not a man, you don't have life. You're on the way to death, destruction, loss of human values, and loss of community excellence. One follows the other. If you lose appreciation for human values, it won't be long before community values will disappear and community life will be lost also. And that's what has happened to us. And we can save it all. Just go back to human essence. Stand upon human values, your appreciation for your human worth. Stand upon that again. And you can bring your home back into civilization. Back into civilization. Civilization means progress. Civilization means progress for moral life, progress for material life, progress for education. Civilization means progress all around, progress. If you just stand upon human values again, you can bring home life back into civilization. Ain't no civilization at home. When you wake up and you don't hear nothing but MF and all the other bad language, cheap language. It works against education. There's a very good word in the dictionary to describe what you are angry with. But you got a convenient word. It's an MF. Everything is an MF. So that reduces your vocabulary. Your vocabulary becomes very small. It helps you. See how life is battling to get rid of that that's in the way of life? Don't blame it on the white world. Stop blaming on the white world. It's over for the white world. The white world has been brought down into the same downfield everybody else is in. It's the battlefield of life. And they are losing just like everybody else is losing. So you have to wake up to the prophecy that there's coming a time when life itself will speak out. Life itself, as God constituted, will speak out. And life itself will start punishing those who have abused and mistreated life. That's where we are now, and I'm at my conclusion.
If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive it in its entirety, you may call 708-862-7733 or visit wdmpublications.com. Ask for catalog number. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.